We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rebbe. The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Hour number two, live from Cloverbank Country Club. No highlight reel for Brian Gionta today as he's dusted off the Instigators for two straight years. And
incredible.
Incredible. Incredible.
Pandemic. I came on remote from the... Still new. Sorry. I came on from home.
You came on one time with a cup in the background.
Home. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a token visit.
I stopped getting the invite is what I thought happened.
There was all, Craig, is that true?
Yeah. Remember you were complaining that he was acting like a big wheel and you said, we're not having him on anymore. And I was like, come on, just give him another shot. And you're like, no way. I'm like, okay.
That's when you started demanding money to do it.
No, we did. I never once. In 4 years, I've never once demanded anything.
If I'm going to be doing this, you guys better be paying me. No, that's
I think
not,
I got yelled at for taking the one coffee out of the studio back in the day. I think you gave me crap about it. Yeah, like, well, that's not free. We pay for it here. We all pool our money together for those K-cups.
Which wasn't true.
Yeah,
we just wanted to see if you'd dive in and contribute anyway. Instigators, as I said, we're down at the Junior Savers Golf Outing. You look great.
Thanks,
haven't
buddy.
Seen you in a while. We've established it's a medium-sized shirt.
Yep.
I felt them up pretty good. Like, I felt
Craig,
calves,
Craig
the thighs,
Craig gave Gio a good once-over.
Yeah, he did. Not just looks. He felt every part of it, like, from toes all the way up.
Well, I don't want to get weird.
Are you okay with that?
I guess. I mean, I guess I'm okay now.
Gio, I don't want to get weird here, okay? But, well, first of all, you didn't say – but I've not looking for a compliment, but I've lost some pounds, right?
You look
so
great,
Riv comes up. I don't need that crap from you. Riv comes up to me outside. And he's walking up. He's like, is everything okay? Like, are you healthy? Is everything fine? I'm like, yeah. Then he goes and he makes sure my butt's still firm.
Come on, man.
Hey.
He's like,
can't be saying that on the air.
I was fine with it. It's no problem. I was just like, you know.
Own it, buddy. Like, if you're going to do it, own it.
Listen,
like, it's okay.
Listen, we're athletes.
As I'm fired.
No.
No.
No, I didn't have a problem with it. I'm totally okay with it.
Are you his boss? Like, which,
no,
like,
it's not. No,
yeah.
It's not even that. It's. I think I would have to file a complaint that I'm not. It didn't bother me because he said, you know what, man? He's like, I got to tell you. He's like, you look good. So I totally appreciated it. But, I mean, when we were watching the Stanley Cup parade, all the guys had their shirts off. The first thing I said to you the next day was, look at the shape these guys are in. I mean, it.
All very thin, too.
Different body
Way
styles.
Way different.
Yeah.
Different
yeah.
body styles from when we played. But.
Yeah.
But anyway, how's everything going?
I'm good. Real good. Can't complain. Things are good. Enjoying life.
Are you? You watching a lot of hockey?
Yeah, I was watching it. Like all the playoffs. And
what'd you think of the playoffs this year?
Surprising. Like, I didn't think Montreal had a sniff at the start of playoffs. But they gained momentum, and they ended up being a pretty good team.
Montreal was 18th in the National Hockey League. And made the finals.
You just got to get there. You got to get there and then build your momentum. They came into their own as it went along. And each round, I was like, there's no way they got a chance. And then they dominated Vegas. Game two of the finals hurt them. Game two really hurt them. Are we going into hockey? But game two.
Yeah, no. That's
where they dominated Tampa. and they lost. Psyche-wise and everything. They're like, what else can we do? They dominated. They gave up, like, what, 10 shots in
yeah.
that game?
Yeah.
It was crazy. So I think that killed them.
It's interesting. I don't think I ever really thought about that. That's something that.
Yeah, I mean, like the psyche of it, right? Like you lose game one, fine. You come back game two. You played the best you could possibly play to shut down that team, given that offensive team 10 shots on goal, like two scoring chances.
You said that the next day.
And you still lose the game.
So what else could they do?
It's a mental, like, it's a hit to be down 2-0, but it's also going back in, like, what else can we do?
But again, when you look at Tampa Bay and how that team is made up this year in 2021, it's an all-star team. It is absolutely – they had every ingredient that you needed to win. They have great coaching. Their goaltending is probably the best in the world. Their defense core was very big, and – they had offensive guys. They had guys that shut you down physically. They had their energy line in Yanni Gourde, Barkley Goodrow, and Blake Coleman. They had that. Every team needs to have the energy physical line. And then they had some toughness on the back end with Pat Maroon, who, you know, he's not just a fighter. He is a player with skills, but he knows his role. They have elite game-changing power.
Maroon, tough body.
Tough body, yeah. But, you know, Kucherov, Stamkos, Braden Point, I mean, it's just you go on and on and on. They're just loaded. How do you lose with that hockey team?
No, well, you know what? I'll tell you what.
A good pro scout does that for you.
Yeah, your brother's there.
Yeah, he's a pro scout
for
Tampa.
Was that his idea to put him 18 over the cap?
I don't think he's that good with numbers. Okay.
Well, he did write your SATs. Yeah, what do you get? Okay, so let's talk seriously here. There's fans and draft going on and stuff like that. Are you following the Sabres a lot? I mean, you're following the Sabres a lot, right? So what do you think of the list, the exposed list, all of that?
Not much surprising. I think the biggest one, I think, for me would be Borgen, right? Like where you fall on him and him possibly being selected and losing him.
Are you okay with what they did? Would you have protected Borgen over someone else, maybe Joki Haru or Ristolainen? Are you okay with them protecting Ristolainen and Joki Haru, Rasmus Dahlin?
Well, I'm okay. Obviously, Risto, you're protecting him for value, right? Like you think you can get something more from it, you know? So, but you got to weigh the risk. If your future is a Borgen and you like the way he's played, and it's a small sample size for him, but I've liked what he's done so far. So to lose him, I think that decision there, you're trying to weigh what you can get in return for Risto and possibly losing Borgen in that process.
And they
obviously, you know what I mean? So they obviously feel
they've probably, you know, Risto's name has been out there for what? You know, a month and a half, 2 months.
2 years.
Two years. But they there's probably been enough dialogue with Kevin Adams that they feel very comfortable that the asking price and what they feel that they will get in return for Risto is enough for them to protect him.
Yeah.
That's what that shows, I think.
And every team has gone through multiple mock expansion drafts, right? Like who you're going to lose, who's going to be left at the end of the day. The teams might want to get rid of, you know what I mean, that don't get picked up. So there's a lot of moving parts in it, and it's not an easy position to be in for sure. And you're playing a guessing game, and I'm sure that there will be negotiations just like when Vegas came in. Deals with draft picks and other players to get Seattle to steer away from certain players. So maybe those conversations have happened.
The thing is, we're as much as – there's been a very small sample size of Will Borgen here in Buffalo. And we here in Buffalo value Will Borgen probably more than anybody in the National Hockey League here in Buffalo. We value Will Borgen more than anybody. What makes you think that Kraken won't go and pick a more established, still younger player? In a Colin Miller.
Jason Botterill is the main thing there. He drafted Borgen. So they obviously like him.
But he also brought in Colin Miller.
For sure.
Colin Miller,
for sure.
You know, a couple years ago had 10 goals and 41 points. The year after that, he had, you know, 4 goals on pace for 35-plus points. Like, he was a really solid defenseman coming from Vegas. He was chosen in the expansion draft. He faltered here in Buffalo, but name me a player that hasn't faltered here in Buffalo statistics-wise.
Well, I'll say this about Borgen. Sam Reinhart. I think Borgen right now is exactly where Botterill wanted him to be if he were the GM of the Sabres. Still, like, Borgen is exactly where he had envisioned this player being and turning into.
And he's NHL
so basically
ready now.
He kind of did the work already. Like, he's already done the work to develop this player that he's going to bring in, minus the last year.
Yep.
Right? So it's kind of been, he didn't draft him. So he's kind of, Borgen's kind of had many different hands, you know, in that pot. He had, did Tim Murray drafted him, I believe. Botterill, I think, signed him because he went.
I played with him in the Olympics in 2018. Borgen was on the Olympic team with me. So he was already, he was drafted that July or whatever, or June.
And
so that's Botts.
Yeah, that would have been Botts. He was drafted, so he was that. Okay. Well, there you go. That's the main reason why I think they lose Will Borgen. But what's going on in Montreal? So what's the inside track on Carey Price? I know you got to know something. Is he actually hurt? Or is this?
I don't know. I mean, every guy's hurt. You go that long, you're hurting. Now, how serious is this injury, or how much is it to spook them from not grabbing them? You know, I can see it going both ways, right? Like, Montreal is trying to keep Allen. Now, are they keeping him because maybe Price isn't going to be healthy and they need someone to play in the early part of the season? Or now are they saying that Carey Price needs to get looked at because they want to discourage Seattle from grabbing him? I mean,
like, it's interesting. We heard Shea Weber at the end of the year and his major injuries.
Yeah.
Then you hear about all the other players around the league.
And what
Hedman's having surgery. Everybody's having surgery after the finals. But now, right as the expansion draft list comes out, he's announcing that there's injuries.
Yeah, I mean, that's the surprising take on the timing of it.
Why?
And
it's not going to come out during the playoffs. It's going to come out after the playoffs. They're doing nothing wrong. Shea Weber has played a lot of games in this league and has played the right way. That means your body is in shambles, okay? He has major issues, but in multiple areas. I'm going to tell you this. When I retired not because mentally. I retired because my body failed me. I had to retire. I didn't want to retire. I would have played this game until I was 50 if I could have. I couldn't have because my body failed me, okay? Shea Weber's the exact same thing. He has played more games. He has played more minutes. He's a monster in this game, and he right now cannot do what he needs to do. Probably after, you know, he's going to have some surgeries. There's going to be some healing. I could see him retiring.
You can see him retiring, but I don't.
Or Shea Weber.
Shea Weber. Yeah. And if I'm the Montreal Canadiens, where are you building? With what? Cole Caulfield.
Your youth.
Nick Suzuki.
They have a youth.
Kotkaniemi.
They're in a good spot on defense.
You know, you have Josh Anderson, who they just picked up, and they have guys that are early 20s and mid 20s. What makes you think that they don't want Carey Price to be picked up? Take his $10.5 million. We'll go and sign another goaltender that's going to cost me $2.5 million. You have Shea Weber, who's going to come off the books, who's going to maybe go on long-term IR, who we don't see again.
Is it ironic that if those two go on long-term IR and come back, that it's $18 million over the cap?
Yeah, right.
Actually, it's $18 million.
Yeah.
But what do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Montreal is sitting there saying we have $18 million coming off with two players.
So
that would be perfect.
Inside info: Carey Price's wife is from Washington State. Her family lives. That's where they met.
That inside info.
Well, what I'm saying is
Elliot Friedman wrote about that.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to
downplay your source.
So
no, but she
is there something if that's
and he's
an,
from
if
what?
That's
he's
another
from Vancouver.
They spend time in Seattle area, and so if it's another team, does he waive his no clause for a team that's not Seattle? You know what I mean? Is he okay taking that risk because the alternative is
he doesn't have a choice right now?
He's in Seattle,
right?
Well, what I'm, you know what I mean?
But if Seattle picks him, then I think his no movement clause kicks in with Seattle. Seattle can't move him.
Yeah, the contract's transferred.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so
I think so.
Now Seattle acquires Carey Price, and he has a no movement clause again with Seattle.
And I think he'd be all right with that.
That's what I'm saying. He's okay because it's this situation.
From where he's from and
yeah.
And I mean,
and Montreal is awesome. Best 5 years of my career, you can attest to it. But when a guy like that can get taken out of that pressure cooker, imagine that guy with not a care in the world in a, you know what I mean, different city. Like, he could go wherever he wants. He just
I got booed for 5 years. What are you talking about? I'm still trying to think
of,
like,
scars from it. Well, I had a good 5 years.
When
I
you
didn't
said
get booed
5 years, Craig looked at me and he was like,
I was there for 12. 7 years were amazing. 5 years, it was like being in hell.
You saw both sides of it, though, so you're good.
Awesome. I'd still tell you to play there, though. It's a fantastic.
There's nothing like it, yeah.
I don't know where to go with that. That's,
I don't know. Sorry.
No. That's absolutely fantastic. So what I said to Craig, though, was pick him up. If he doesn't play, you got 10.5 off your books. You sell jerseys. You do all this. If he comes back and he's healthy, maybe you get a good goalie for a couple years if he retires.
What's he got, 5 years left?
5 years?
5 years.
If you're an expansion team and you get a goalie at that level,
I think you can manage that cap hit. The problem is.
Why not?
If he's
say he's hurt all year this year. You got 4 years of a healthy Carey Price coming out of it.
You hope. Well, he's been hurt for 4 years.
You know he's going to be hungry to get back. He's in Seattle. I think it'd be amazing for him. I think it'd be an amazing story in hockey if Carey Price gets picked up by Seattle.
It's an amazing storyline. It's an amazing storyline.
What else do we care about?
I don't think it's the right move for Seattle.
I don't care if it's the right. This whole time you're arguing a point about whether it's good. I don't care if it's good for Seattle. It's good for us. You and me and occasionally Gio.
Yeah.
Every 2 years.
we'll check in halfway through the rest of his deal.
Yeah.
See how it's going for Seattle.
You know, it works out every now. Yeah, yeah. 2.5 years we'll do a check-in with Gio. How's the deal going with Carey Price? Do you expect – last question for you. You expect Seattle to be good?
I think they'll be good. I don't think you can replicate what Vegas was able to do, but I think they'll be good. Like, there's – think of how deep the NHL is now between your veteran guys and your young guys that make impacts right away. So no matter who they're picking, they're going to get a couple veteran guys that are there to help build a team. And then you got your young guys, youth, that are going to come in just – you have that slighted feel. The guys that are going to go there are going to feel slighted and have something to prove, and that's what Vegas was able to kind of hold on to. And I think Seattle will be good. I don't think they'll make a cup run, but they'll be good. That's my take. You're grinning like you completely disagree.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, I spent 3 hours yesterday.
We're gonna going to hear this at 11:30.
I believe that the Seattle Kraken they have the ability to be an extremely, extremely competitive team next year.
Sure.
With what they're going to pick up, it's incredible.
Last thing I'll ask you before we go is I keep looking at the clock here. Jack Eichel.
Yep.
What do you see happening with Jack Eichel? What has Brian Gionta thought since the end of the season?
I think it's a strained relationship. Obviously, there's a disagreement somewhere, right? With the whether it's medical advice or it's just the direction, and he's just not happy at this point. And so I think you got to get the biggest haul for him. If you're going to move him, it has to be the right move. If not, you go and you repair that situation. You know what I mean? Like it's
what if
definitely
it's not repairable?
Not, is it? I don't think it's unrepairable. I don't think it's to a point where you can't say, listen, we need you to be good. We're going to try to still build around you. We haven't been where we wanted to be in your career yet. We're trying to make that difference. It will be a hard sell, but I think it can be done. Now, if that doesn't happen, you have to get a good enough return that you are going to be deep and be able to build around your middle stats and your Darlene's and your new picks coming in. You need to get something significant for it. Otherwise, you don't make the deal. Otherwise, you go and you repair it. And you have to, if you're Jack Eichel and you're back here and you're not happy, you have to be professional enough to go out there and compete just like
it's
everyone
not,
does.
You have, like, that's what I was going to say. Like, it's not a
He's go been ahead. On the block for 2 years, and he's come back and he's put his head down and just worked.
And you know he's been unhappy.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So that's it happens.
8 years.
Everyone has had to deal with it that plays the game.
Yep.
And so he would have to deal with it, you know, but, you know, you have to get the right
see,
hole.
Do you see Sam Reinhart back next year?
I think you got to – his value is so high, I think you got to move on with him. And I don't see him re-signing after next year, so – Take the value that you have with him now.
There's more value in Sam Reinhart having that 1 year of restricted free agency, right?
I think the questions around Sam have always been, can he do it by himself? He's been in the Jack Eichel, not shadow for lack of a better word, but he's came in with Jack. And so everyone said he's
Jack's
not.
Jack's wingman.
Yeah, and anyone can score goals playing with Jack, and he proved this year that he doesn't need that he can.
Well, he's on pace for what, 35? So
yeah,
he's on pace for more goals
without
Jack.
So
he's clearly proven that.
So that helps his value as of right now. So I think if you're the team, you take advantage of that value right now. You don't let it go into the season where it could change your value. You know what I mean? There's different pressure points, right? If you're having him start the season, he may be here till deadline, you know what I mean, and see what value you get for him. But I think you take
maybe you ship
now.
Him to Seattle for the number two pick, and they don't touch anybody. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Can you do that?
You can do. I think they can do that. Can you not?
I think you probably could do that.
I think they should do that. I would do that. That's just me, though. But
you
again,
know, you know,
tell
something?
Me, would you do that? What's that?
You know something?
I know a lot of things. You have no. You have no idea how much stuff I can't say on this show. I know a lot, okay? If you want to clear a point, I know a lot, but I don't know that I know that. Okay, we got to go to break. Instigators, we'll be back. Thank you, Gio. You've been fantastic.
You. I appreciate you guys having me on again. I'm glad that we've repaired this relationship.
We appreciate that you'd be willing to come back on
you
such
can,
harsh
you can,
conditions.
You can contact me directly now. You don't have to go through a medium to get to me anymore.
Yes, I went through
Pat
Coletta.
You have my cell phone.
You are – well, when are we going to see you working in hockey? Like working in hockey in the NHL. Maybe not with Buffalo, but maybe with Buffalo, maybe anywhere else.
There's been opportunities. Obviously, everyone knows that there's been opportunities. But I enjoy my life with my family right now. Like being able to coach them. My oldest is 16. He's going to be out of the house in a few years. I got a few years left to enjoy his journey. And, you know, if he – I have no – expectations for him to go
your
anywhere with hockey
be outdated by then
with anywhere it's certainly the risk you run right
get out of here. I'm kidding with you.
The further you're out of the game, the harder it is to get back into it. But for me, I want to enjoy my kids while I have them. They're going to be gone soon. Before you know it, I've been in a position that I can make that happen, so I'm gonna enjoy it right now. I love hockey. I love the game. I would love to be a part of it, but I do. I enjoy where I'm at right now with my kids and my wife and the routine we got going.
Well, you earned it. And I mean, I say that sincerely. Thanks. Like, you earned it. And the other thing I'll say is Patty is nearby. This is a manicured mustache.
Yes.
Is that just – can you
beard.
Work with our boy, please?
Wow. When I haven't seen him in a month or two. It doesn't look like he's shaved.
It looks like
since.
He hasn't seen himself in a month or two. What are you talking about? This is like, unbelievable. I was wondering, like, where are the clippers?
I don't know. I'm going to have to buy him a set. Stop at Target.
Looks like Tom Hanks from Castaway.
Wilson.
Yeah.
Okay, great stuff. We got to go. We'll be back. Instigators, coming up. Craig Revay will unveil his Seattle draft pick. He took the role yesterday of Ron Francis and Jason Botterill via text message. I said, get to work. And he built a team. $65 million in salary cap. Find out what place his team falls next year. Coming up, Craig Revay's Seattle Kraken. Stick around. Thanks, Gio.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.